This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Best Show Bests, the best of the best show. And you can find out more about the best show over at thebestshow.net. It airs live every Tuesday night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Standard Time. And if you're new to the program, this show, these are little bite-sized bits and greatest hits type samples of what we do every week. So if you like this, maybe you check out the full show. And if you want to support The Best Show, we have a Patreon set up over at patreon.com/thebestshow. That is how you support the program. It is listener-sponsored now, and you give what you can, and we appreciate it. And there are prizes and benefits at all different levels of giving. So, again, go to patreon.com/thebestshow and support the show. And now, please, without further ado, check out this episode of Best Show Best. Best Show, hi. Hello, Best Show. You gotta be kidding me. Best Show. He's asleep. Listen to this. Sleeping. Is this who I think it is, Mike? This is Avalanche Bob sleeping. Bob! Bob! At least he's listening to the show. Bob!
Hey!
There we go. What's Avalanche?
Hi, Tom. How are you?
I'm good.
Good, man. I'm so glad. Yeah, great, man. Things are really going great for me. I'm going to be on Kid Chris' show tomorrow morning.
You're going to be on Kid Chris' show?
Yeah, he taped me today.
Out in...
It's either today or tomorrow or the next day, I'm not sure. But he taped me today, yeah.
All right. That's out in where now? Where is that?
In Cincinnati, WBEN.
Cincinnati.
EBN.
Okay. Kid Chris, you can hear that. We can hear that tomorrow.
Yeah, probably tomorrow. I think it's tomorrow. But I don't know when. I know we taped it today. I'm not sure when it's going to be on. And I got a show coming up at the end of July 31st. Next week I can tell you where exactly it is, but they want to promote it more next week.
All right. Well, when you get the details on that, you let me know. We'll publicize it.
Yeah, sure. And things are going great, Tom, and thank you for everything. I'm so glad you're feeling better.
Thank you. We're going to send, I think AP might want to go to that show at the end of July.
Yeah, great. Okay, have a great night, Tom, okay?
Oh, you too. You take care.
Okay, bye.
All right. It's getting weirder up in here. Mike, seriously, tell me if this guy's calling back. All right? Is he? Best Show, hi.
Hey, Tom, it's Ricky in Outer Newbridge. How are you?
Good. How are you, Ricky?
Good. Hey, I'm glad you're back.
Yeah, thanks. It's good to be back. It's good.
I don't want to pry, but have you tried Tums?
Have I tried Tums?
Yes.
You know, I didn't have a stomach ache. No, it wasn't that.
I thought it was... it was a stomach ache, and the first thing I thought of was, remember that jingle they had, Tums had back then?
It was Tums for Tums,
Tum Tum.
I do remember that, yes. It was weirdly specific.
It was. I can't confirm this, but I heard that they had a different commercial for like the top 100 names in America.
Oh, is that why that? Okay, that makes more sense then, at least. It's strange, but it makes more sense then, because it seemed like it would exclude anybody who wasn't a Tom.
Exactly. Like, Tom's for George's Tum Tum.
Okay.
Doesn't roll off the tongue like Tums for Tom's Tum Tum.
No.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you're good. You're doing all right?
Yeah, I'm doing all right.
Oh, it's fantastic. It's so great. Hey, what did you do for the fourth?
What did I do for the fourth? Just kind of, took it easy, hung out with family, you know?
Oh, cool. Amazing. See any friends?
I talked to some friends. I didn't see. It stayed with, that day was family. I saw friends later in the week.
Oh, cool. Holy mackerel. That's awesome. Wow. Hey, did you see today that Trump, he said that he tweeted this. He said he just got off the phone with the head of Pfizer. And he said that the CEO of Pfizer said that he was going to reduce a lot of the medicines that Pfizer sells, which I think is great news, right?
The cost?
Yes, yeah.
Sure, that's good news. Any kind of lowering of prices for medicine if people need it?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think there's no way that he got played on this. Do you?
That he got...
Well, that the guy from Pfizer is going to... Like, it'll turn out the guy from Pfizer actually didn't say that.
Oh, okay. Oh, I got what you're saying. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that he...
Same way that he didn't get played with Kim or Putin.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to go well.
Yeah. I have a good feeling about all of it.
I have a good feeling about all of it, too. It's so cool that you do, too. It's so great. Hey, I heard you talking about the rock musician Van Morrison earlier.
Yes.
I'm trying to get into the group Pink Floyd, and I don't really know much about them, and so I'm trying to find the right record to start with, and I think I'm going to start with A Saucer Full of Sucrates. That's a good one, right?
What is that now?
It's called A Saucer Full of Sucrets.
A Saucer Full of that's. I think you're slightly off on that.
I am? How so?
It's a saucer full of secrets.
Secrets? No, it's not.
Their second album.
Yeah, a saucer. It's like, I gotta take you to Floyd school.
Uh-huh.
See,
okay.
It turns out it was called a saucer full of Sucrets because Syd Barrett, he had this deal with Sucrets, and he had a whole, it was one of the first album product tie-ins ever.
Sucrets.
Yeah, the lozenge.
Okay.
He had written songs about it and everything, and then Roger Waters, he didn't want to do it.
Okay.
So that's the big reason that no one knows about. That's the big reason that Syd bailed, and they had to finish it without him,
mm-hmm.
and they brought David Gilmour from the Gilmour Girls in.
So, okay, wait. So according to your history, since I'm in Floyd school right now.
Right.
Syd Barrett had an endorsement deal with Sucrets, which is what now, a cough suppressant? Is that what that is?
It's a lozenge.
A lozenge, okay.
Where have you been? You do need education.
Okay, this is Floyd school. I guess I need education in Floyd school. So then,
Ricky, leave that Tom alone.
So he didn't want Roger Waters was not into it.
No,
And Roger Waters was not into it. So then Syd Barrett left the group.
He did, yes.
And then they went and got the guy from the Gilmore Girls, which
yes.
was a show that started in the early 2000s.
No, it didn't. We could argue about that all night, but I don't really have time for that. And but it's interesting that Syd, he did all right for himself when of course he became Syd Vicious.
Well, that I don't think is correct. In fact,
he strapped on a bass.
So Syd Barrett, Syd Barrett leaves Pink Floyd, then has like 8 years of. He's kind of lays low for 8 years.
Well, he was inventing punk.
Uh-huh. So he was kind of like in the workshop for 8 years.
Yes, yeah. Inventing he was workshopping punk. It.
Then he finally decides that punk is ready.
Yes, and the main thing when he knew punk was ready was when he finally got that lock on the chain around his neck to fully close. The padlock.
Uh-huh. That's when that was the official moment.
He said punk is ready for public consumption.
Click.
Yep. Yeah, it was fantastic. It was so cool.
Uh-huh.
I can't believe you didn't know that.
No, I didn't. I didn't know that. No, no.
Oh, man.
That's a little history lesson there.
It is. History lesson part three. Hey, so what are you going to do this summer?
Just kind of maybe travel a little bit, see a few.
Oh, friends. Amazing, amazing. Where are you going to go?
Not sure yet. Haven't figured that part out because I've had some work stuff that's kept me a little local, but got to sort the vacation part of things out now. Trying to figure
that's that so
out.
Cool. That's so great.
Can I ask why, Ricky?
Uh-huh.
What's with the over enthusiastic responses to me saying some things that are not that special to get all for you to be as kind of.
Oh, well, I was trying to be like, sympathetic and excited about what you were doing.
Okay.
Well,
why are you working to be?
I'm just trying to be cool. I was trying to be nice.
Uh-huh. Okay.
My God, I try to be nice and you turn on me like a rabbit dog.
Uh-huh. Wait, what's that?
Like a rabbit dog. Your teeth are out and you got foam dripping.
A rabid dog. Not a rabbit dog.
It's a rabbit dog.
It's not a rabbit dog.
You haven't seen these things? Crack Monty Python and the Holy Grail much? It don't sound like you do. Remember that rabbit?
Yeah, that's not a rabbit dog.
Yes, it is. I've seen like five of them.
It's not.
It is two. Oh.
It's not.
Now I'm mad at you, and you know what?
What?
Oh, no.
What?
Oh, no. I had a bunch of fireworks in my pocket, and I accidentally lit them.
What's going on over there?
There goes the pecker. Great job, Ricky.
Oh, boy. Ricky? Oh, it's gone. The line's dead. So let's recap what's happened tonight so far. Avalanche Bob was asleep on the phone. I got the tough guy treatment from a guy who apparently is mad that I don't like the band as much as he does. We didn't get to that because we got caught up in ice cream trucks. Just had a guy have fireworks go off in his pants. Yeah. Thanks again for listening to Best Show Best. Much thanks to Jason Gore, Pat Byrne, Martine Sellis, Brendan McDonald, AP Mike, and of course, John Worster. Marcia Neumeyer, and you, the Best Show listener. Thank you. And if you like this, check out the full show every Tuesday night from 9 p.m. to midnight at thebestshow.net. And support The Best Show, patreon.com/thebestshow. Thanks so much for listening. Goodbye.